It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. It's time now for one of our active physical therapy updates. I'm Walt Lindela, and with me on the line is Holly Buberka, who is an athletic trainer with active physical therapy. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back on with us. You've got always some interesting information. Today, you're talking about the strengthening of ankles, lower legs, feet, all of that. Let's start off with kind of a basic question. What kind of strengthening are we talking about it, and who needs to do it?
Anybody, really, that especially, but I'm the focus today on those athletes who hopefully are returning to their sport coming up here in the fall and winter. A lot of times they spend summer working their arms and legs and their core, but they often forget about those areas of our body that give us a great deal of our support, and that's our feet and ankles.
What are some of the things that you're talking about here in terms of doing? What should they be working on to keep them strong?
Well, there's lots of different things that they can do. Even in their weight rooms, if they're working together as a team, or if they're individual at home, there's different exercises that they can perform and do just all summer long.
Now, this sounds like something that, when I hear strengthening, it sounds like it might be tied to having an injury or something to the ankle or lower leg or something. But what if I haven't had one of those? What if there has been no injury? Is that strengthening still needed?
Absolutely, because here we're kind of talking about the whole ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So what we're trying to do is strengthen up and secure those stabilizing muscles that are going to take us through our sport to help us perform better. So even if we haven't had an injury, we are going to strengthen up a very important part of the body that will keep us, hopefully, from having an injury.
If somebody has had a previous ankle injury or something and they're still looking at taking part in athletics this fall and getting back out there, would they need to wear a brace for sports?
Sometimes, but that's hopefully, you know, through strengthening, maybe it might take away that need to wear a brace if they are properly strengthened and balanced in their lower legs and ankles and feet. The first thing we need to do with this is get a good pair of shoes, because not all feet are the same and not all shoes are the same. So that's the first place to start. Second, resistance bands are a really good thing to have around. A lot of weight rooms have those already. They're very inexpensive to buy online. But you think about your ankle and your foot, they move in a lot of different directions. We go up and down, we go side to side, we go around and around. And we need to work on all those motions as well. So if we can add some resistance to those motions, and if we can do that about 10 times, that gives us a really good place to start. And it helps strengthening up all those supportive muscles that support our ankles.
We're talking with Holly Buberka, who is an athletic trainer with active physical therapy, part of our active physical therapy update here this morning. If someone has a brace, if they need to wear a brace and they're doing all of these types of things, is that something that they're going to need forever?
Not necessarily, depending on the injury, and everybody's, you know, different and every injury is a little different, but hopefully they do not have to wear that brace forever and they can strengthen up those muscles and those supportive tissues in their lower legs that can keep them from having to wear a brace forever.
So where does something like what you do at Active Physical Therapy come into play in terms of the strengthening, maybe some of that resistance training that you were talking about? Mm-hmm. How do you guys play into that?
If there was an injury, come in and we can start strengthening it up. And then we also give a whole bunch of home exercises that they can do, as well as before being discharged from physical therapy, we send them with a list of exercises that they can use to maintain for the rest of their time as long as they're being active.
So really the thing is to find out, maybe get in touch with you guys, even if some questions or they just want to know a little bit more. What's the best way to do that?
Contact us via our website, which is stayactiveup.com, or give the office a call and you can just Google us.
Holly Buberka with us this morning, an athletic trainer with active physical therapy, for our active physical therapy update.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks, Walt.
If you missed any of our interview with Holly, we'll have highlights for you at our website at sunny.fm. We'll be sure to link up all the contact information so you can find out more about how they can help you at active physical therapy. It's all part of keeping you connected to the community. I'm Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9.